On Sunday morning, with a manhunt on for Tyler Peterson, Crandon area businessman Mike Kegley got a surprising phone call.
Then my wife calls me up and says, he was just here at the house, come on home. She said, yes, we got the assault weapon and a bunch of knives.
An assault weapon that apparently had been used to shoot seven young people at a Crandon house party. The 20-year-old sheriff's deputy had voluntarily given the gun to Kegley's wife and son, driven away from their rural home north of town, and then returned. Kegley was one of the last people to see Peterson alive.
He didn't know he did wrong. He mentioned that he don't know why he did it.
Peterson told Kegley that he had gone to the party to make up with his ex-girlfriend, and while he was there, things took a terrible turn.
A bunch of friends and stuff was there, started on him, called him a pig, and started bad-mouthing about being a cop, and he said he just blacked out. The assault weapon probably, I would say, held 200 rounds. One clip was totally empty, and the other one was just about empty.
Kegley called 911, and a SWAT team arrived. The family spent hours trying to get Peterson to surrender. Kegley's sons were with their friend when he made a fatal decision.
He took a walk in the woods. My boy said as soon as he was disappeared into the woods, gunshots happened, and that was it.
Mike Kegley feels that with more patience, Tyler Peterson would have turned himself in, and there would be one less death in Crandon today. And he wonders why a young cop and a family friend cracked one Sunday morning and did the unthinkable. In Crandon, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.